Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I am Tom, and today it's our Discovery Unit. And, of course, Discovery is a channel on TV that shows mostly kind of science-based programs, educational documentaries and stuff like that. And today our subject is about a program called Man vs. Expert, okay? Challenging the best on Discovery's Man vs. Expert. What the heck is this all about, Stephanie?
Well, we're going to find out, aren't we? If
we
you're
are.
An expert, you know a lot about a particular subject. And I think we're going to look at some challenges, some competitions in this particular program between maybe a regular person and an expert. That's my guess.
Indeed. So it is an interesting program here, and I guess it's all about whether people have what we call beginner's luck.
Oh.
If you try some kind of sport, sometimes, hey, I'm pretty good at this. I might even be better than the experts. Well, let's find out what this is all about by reading the entire contents of our lesson right now. What would happen if you were to challenge an expert to a competition in their own field? Would you beat them at their own game or fail miserably? Discovery Channel's new series Man vs. Expert shows us what it's like to go up against the best of the best and if it's really possible to find a shortcut to the top. The whole idea might seem preposterous, and under normal circumstances, any ordinary person wouldn't stand a chance of winning. As luck would have it, though, Man vs. Expert's host, Alexis Conran, is not an ordinary guy. Conran is a hustler, and an exceptional one at that. In fact, he is so good at what he does that he has performed at celebrity-studded parties around the world and consulted for 6 different TV shows about magic. When it comes to beating the odds on Man vs. Expert, Conran's studies in acting, magic, and cons, fused with his competitive spirit, create the perfect persona to go up against the professionals. Conran is willing to do whatever it takes to succeed, be it scientific methods designed to achieve the upper hand, or clever trickery and illusion. However, before he can begin, Conran has to spend time learning about the chosen field. Whether it's a sport or a job skill, he has no experience in any of the featured disciplines. Additionally, knowing that he won't defeat these well-practiced pros in the settings they're used to, Conran sets the rules for the challenges himself. His competitors readily accept his terms, not knowing that the methods Conran uses in his quest for glory always come with an unexpected twist.
Okay, guys, we're going to challenge some of the best on Discovery's program called Man vs. Expert. When you see that V, it stands for a Latin word, which is versus, which is V-E-R-S-U-S. It means you're competing or going against that person. You're opposing sides. My dad is a lawyer, Liu Shi, and he often goes to court, and he's on one side, and then the government is on the other side. My dad defends someone who's accused, and then the government prosecutes the case, which means they try to prove that someone's guilty. Well, here, it's kind of interesting because you're still opposing, or you're on opposite sides here, and we've got a man or just an average person who might not know a lot about a particular area, and someone who's really good at something, who's an expert.
Indeed. You might see a sports game like the Yankees versus the Red Sox or something like that. And yes, indeed, we're using the word challenge here as a verb, as it says here in the first sentence. What would happen if you were to challenge an expert to a competition in their own field? Okay, let's say you have a pitching competition against, what's his name? Chen Ying, the guy from
Chen Weiying.
Chen Weiying, or Wang Jianming, if you had some kind of challenge against him. Uh-huh. Notice here, challenge in this sentence is a verb to challenge someone to a competition. I challenge you to a race. I challenge you to a contest. In this case, we are challenging someone to a competition. We want to have some kind of contest with you to see who's better. That's what a competition is. It's similar to a contest. It just means two or more people are having some kind of game with each other to see who can win.
Yeah. You might be playing cards. You might be playing pool. You might be running. doing a foot race outside. Would you beat them at their own game, something that they're good at, or fail miserably? If you beat someone at their own game, it means the other person thinks they're pretty darn good at something, and you come along and you're even better, maybe because it's beginner's luck, as Tom mentioned. Sometimes that happens. To fail miserably, you often see this verb and adverb together quite frequently. If you fail miserably, you really lose big, and it's kind of embarrassing. Miserably comes from the adjective miserable. If you're miserable, you're really unhappy. Oh, you're uncomfortable. You just hate life.
Yeah, you could describe lots of things as being miserable. Oh, the weather is so miserable today.
Yeah.
But to notice here, it is an adverb. It's modifying the verb fail, to fail miserably. And Discovery Channel's new series, Man vs. Expert, shows us what it's like to go up against the best of the best, and if it's really possible to find a shortcut to the top. So here in this sentence, we have the phrase to go up against the best, which means to have a competition with the best person in that particular field or discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, indeed, it shows us what it's like to do that and whether it's really possible to find a shortcut to the top, to beat the best of the best, which is, of course, number one, number one, number one. A shortcut, of course, is just a faster way to get someplace. Of course, you know, nowadays when we try to get from our home to school or to the office, we're always looking for a shortcut because we're so sick of traffic jams and stuff like that. We want to get to where we're going as soon as possible, so we look for a shortcut, a faster way that nobody else knows about.
Oh, and you feel really proud of yourself if you find one. Now, the whole idea that we've just laid out here might sound preposterous. Preposterous is a word that means, oh, it just goes against common sense. That sounds ridiculous, in other words. Oh, there's no way that this could actually happen. So it's preposterous or not possible. And under normal circumstances, any ordinary person, that's the man in this particular competition, wouldn't stand a chance of winning. When you talk about circumstances, you're talking about an entire situation and everything that's making up that situation, all of the particular details, what's going on at the time. We typically always use this word in the plural form, and we don't say under normal circumstance. That's wrong. Mm. It's circumstances almost always. So just learn it like that. And if you don't stand a chance of winning, it means there's no hope for you. There's no way you're ever going to win.
Not a chance. No way. Okay.
Yeah.
So yes, indeed, if you went up against, say, the best major league pitcher in the leagues and you tried to pitch a perfect game, well, you would not stand a chance of winning. You would fail miserably. It would be very embarrassing for you. And as luck would have it, though, Man vs. Expert's host, Alexis Conran, is not an ordinary guy. Okay, so I guess this guy's got a lot of talent, and we use this phrase, as luck would have it. That just means fortunately, or it's good for us, that we actually have this guy who is really talented, and he might be able to go up against the best of the best in different kinds of competitions and maybe defeat them.
Yeah. So they're calling Mr. Conran, who has an interesting name, a hustler. A hustler is used with different for different things. First of all, a hustler could be someone who's just a go-getter, is always out there trying to succeed, and he'll find any way he can to succeed. But we often use it also to talk about someone who lies or cheats to win. That's not good, especially when they're trying to get money out of a person. It can also mean one other thing a little different, where someone's an expert gambler or he plays games very well and he knows he's good. So he deliberately seeks out people he knows he can beat and then has them bet on a game and takes their money.
Exactly. And you may have seen some movies, the movie called The Color of Money. I think that was a movie from the 80s starring Tom Cruise and Paul Newman and Tom Cruise played a pool hustler、mm-hmm. in that movie where he goes to play pool against people. He doesn't let them know how good he is. He makes it look like he's really bad at first.
Sure.
And then he bets them, and then he just creams them and wins lots of money. So that's kind of an example of a hustler, which was based on the earlier film, The Hustler, starring Paul Newman and Jackie Gleason many years before that. Check that out. But in any case here, Conran is a hustler, not a pool hustler here, but、he is an exceptional hustler. He knows how to, you know, work these games and make it look like he's not as good as he really is. But、uh-huh. in the end, he actually、does quite well. Exceptional just means unusual, not really、typical. And、you could be an exceptional artist, an exceptional、athlete, for example, just a really good athlete.、Mm-hmm. He's an exceptional or really good hustler.
He is.In fact, he's so good at what he does, he's even performed at celebrity-studded parties. Celebrity-studded, or anything that comes before studded, just means that noun that precedes studded. There's a lot of that thing wherever you are. A star-studded party, we'll often hear that phrase instead of celebrity-studded. But a star-studded party has a lot of stars that are there, and he just travels around the world and he consults for 6 different TV shows about magic, so he's really good at magic. If you consult, it means you're a pretty knowledgeable person in a particular field or industry, and people come to you to get some good advice. You're a consultant if you consult.
That's right. So he gives them advice. He gives them some information for these different TV shows. And they use his information to help them write scripts for the programs、mm-hmm. and think of、programming for the programs、yeah. and stuff like that. Okay, that、brings us about to the halfway point in today's lesson. Let's stop talking right now and turn things over to our Chinese teacher.
大家好，欢迎收听 English Digest. 我是 Sunny. 今天我们要阅读的是第八单元。专家速成班，小虾米挑战大金鱼。这个单元介绍的是 Discovery 频道上的一个节目，叫做专家速成班。这个节目的核心疑问就是，一个普通人有没有可能在专家擅长的领域中打败他们呢？文章第一段就抛出这个问题。 What would happen if you were to challenge an expert to a competition in their own field? 如果你要在专家的领域里向他们挑战，会发生什么事呢？我们来看一下这个句子的时态。为什么这里要用 would 和 were to？ 因为这个句子是和未来事实相反的假设语气，假设几乎不可能会发生的事情。常见的句型是 if somebody were to 加上动词 somebody 加上过去助动词加动词。这里就表示你不太可能会要挑战专家。但假使要是你要挑战专家的话，会发生什么事情呢？举个例子 ，If Josh were to arrive early, he would see us setting up his surprise party. 要是乔许提早到的话，他就会看到我们在布置他的惊喜派对。但事实上，乔许不可能提早到，所以他也不会看见我们在布置派对。接着，我们来看这个句子里的动词 challenge， 挑战。我们常把这个字拿来当名词用，但它也可以当作动词。Challenge somebody to something 就是向某人挑战某事。课文里说 Challenge an expert to a competition 就是指向专家挑战一个比赛。那 Challenge somebody to do something 就是向某人挑战做某事的意思。例如 My brother challenged me to race him down the street.我哥哥向我挑战，沿着这条街赛跑。Challenge 也有另外一个常用的意思，就是怀疑、质疑某件事情是不是对的。例如 ，The scientist challenged the theory that one of his colleagues had proposed. 这名科学家质疑他其中一位同事所提出来的理论。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue our lesson. Again, the、subject of today's lesson is a TV show on Discovery Channel called Man versus expert. And this particular program is about regular people going up against experts to see if they can beat them. But the regular person actually is this fella by the name of Alexis Conran. And he's a hustler and he does consulting for different kinds of TV shows about magic. So he's not just an ordinary guy, but he's trying to figure out ways to beat the experts.
Uh-huh.
And when it comes to beating the odds on man versus expert, Conran's studies in acting, magic, and cons, fused with his competitive spirit, create the perfect persona to go up against the professionals. So here we're talking a little bit about his background. When it comes to beating the odds, or if we're going to talk about beating the odds, then the following are true. Now, to beat the odds means that you are able to win when you're not supposed to, when the other person you're against is supposed to be better, they're supposed to perform better than you,
yeah.
Then you are beating the odds. If you're an underdog team going up against, say, the Kansas City Royals in the World Series, then you certainly want to beat the odds. Nobody's going to be betting with you because the Royals are number one.
Yeah, they're kind of hard to beat, and they proved that in the World Series. Well, when it comes to beating the odds, he is smart because he studies in acting and magic and cons. so he's really pretty good at all of these things. If you con someone, it can be a noun or a verb. If you con someone, you trick someone, usually out of their money. Sometimes you have to tell a little bit of a lie. You're not always telling the truth. But, you know, that's how some people make their living in this world. They're con artists, we call them. Well, he is pretty good in all of these things, conning people out of their money. And he fuses this stuff with his competitive spirit. If something's fused with something else, it's joined together, it's blended together, so it becomes one thing. And he's really competitive, which means he'll do anything to win. And so he's the perfect persona to go up against the professionals. A persona is just a person with a particular type of personality. So he's got the right personality to go up against the real experts, and we're calling them professionals here. Typically, if someone calls you a professional, you're so good at what you do, you're able to make money from that particular talent or skill that you have.
Right. You could be a professional athlete, for example. A lot of people aspire to such a position, although only a few people can actually do that.
True.
Now, let's move on now to the final paragraph. It's a pretty long one, so let's begin here. It says, Conran, you know, our con man here, our magician, he is willing to do whatever it takes to succeed, be it scientific methods designed to achieve the upper hand or clever trickery and illusion. So he wants to do whatever it takes, whatever he can do to succeed, to win, whether he's going to use scientific methods or whether he's going to use trickery and illusion. He's just going to do everything he can to win. Winning for him is everything.
For example, he's willing to do anything, as Tom said, to achieve the upper hand. If you have the upper hand in anything, it means you have the advantage against the person that you're competing against. And there could be a lot of reasons why he has the upper hand. Sometimes he uses his clever trickery and illusion to beat them. Trickery is just another word for tricks. He uses clever tricks to beat someone. Trickery would just include several tricks altogether. You might want to know why is there the noun trick and trickery. Trickery just includes several tricks together. And illusion means you are doing something and you're tricking someone into believing you're doing something and you're not, or you're doing something else. So it's an illusion where you're able to fool them briefly because they think something else is happening.
Yeah, an example of an illusion is an optical illusion where you look at something, but it looks like one thing, and then it looks like something else at the same time. Think of that drawing of the elephant. If you look from the top, it looks like it's normal, but if you look at the bottom,
yeah,
it looks like the elephant has five legs instead of four legs.
There
are many.
Tail.
Yeah, and a tail. There are many different kinds of optical illusions out there. However, before he can begin, Conran has to spend time learning something about the chosen field. Okay, so that makes sense. He needs to do research. He needs to do his homework.
Yeah.
If he's going to go up against, say, I think it's Tony Hawk, that famous skateboarder, if he wants to outperform him and do some tricks on a skateboard. Well, he needs to do some research about skateboarding, which skateboards work, what kind of wheels to put on there, how to train, how to use gravity and stuff like that. So, yes, indeed, he's going to spend some time learning about the chosen field or the discipline that he's going to be competing in.
Okay, if you're talking about a discipline, you're usually talking about a particular field, as Tom used that word. It's an activity or an experience that gives you a lot of mental or physical training. So it's something that you have to, you know, work at for a while to be good. Well, they're going to be competing in different fields or disciplines, so he's got to learn as much as he can about them. If something's featured, it just means it's something special that's part of a program. So they might be featuring, for example, pitching. That was Tom's suggestion, or I guess a sample or example at the beginning. Pitching, maybe they're going to be climbing mountains. It could be lots of different things, but it's not something you can just pick up overnight. If it's a discipline, that gives you the impression that you had to spend some time learning it.
That's right. Different kinds of disciplines, different kinds of features within certain kinds of sports. There are many disciplines, say in baseball, whether you're good at batting or pitching or fielding or stealing bases or whatever. Those are all different disciplines within baseball, but then baseball itself is a discipline within other sports. But yes, indeed, he has no experience in them, so he needs to do his research. And additionally, or in addition, you could also say, also, knowing that he won't defeat these well-practiced pros in the settings they're used to, Conran sets the rules for the challenges himself. So yes, indeed, if he tries to go into a pitching competition with Wang Jianming, Wang Jianming is going to beat his pants off because Wang Jianming can throw the ball really fast, and he's just going to throw there and look like an old lady trying to throw a ball across the diamond there. He probably will be lucky if he even gets it to the catcher. So he needs to kind of change the rules a little bit to make it a little bit more fair.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to do that if you're competing against an expert. They'll often let you do that. They'll say, well, you know, I kind of have the advantage here because I'm more experienced, so I'll pretend, you know, I'll give you a 10-second start if they're running, you know. They give him some sort of advantage. Well, he sets the rules for the challenges himself, not the expert, which helps him because he knows how he can probably fool them or trick them into losing, and he can win. So his competitors readily accept his terms. If you do something readily, it means, oh, they're very willing. Oh, yeah, sure, of course. Because they think they're going to win because they're the experts. They have no idea who they're going up against or who they're competing against. They'll soon find out that he's better than he appears. If you have terms for something, you could have terms for a contract. It just means those are the rules. Those are the things that you'll agree to. You can have terms in a contract. You can have terms in school. You can have terms in a competition where these are the rules that you're all going to obey, and you have to agree that all of these terms are fair.
Mm-hmm. They accept his terms. They accept his conditions, I guess, because they think it's a challenge and they're going to get a little bit of free publicity for being on the show as well. But they do not know the methods that Conran uses in his quest for glory always come with an unexpected twist. So, yes, he has set these terms, but he's not telling them everything, okay? He's got some kind of schemes up his sleeve, you know? Yeah, remember, he's a con man. He's a magician and stuff like that.
I think that's part of the trickery he's going to use.
But I'm also suspecting that the competitors probably know he's up to something. But they're probably just curious to see what exactly this guy is going to do. So they do not know his methods and his quests for glory. A quest, of course, is a long search for something, especially especially something that's hard to find or attain. And they always have an unexpected twist. If something's unexpected, it's a surprise, basically. You just did not expect it.
We call them surprise endings.
There you go. That's what a twist is, basically.
Yeah.
Sort of change in the plot. It was not what you expected. Suddenly the story starts going in a different direction.
Yeah.
And you go, wow, I did not expect that. That's kind of interesting.
Kind of fun. Okay, guys, someone who's always fun is our Chinese teacher. Let's listen.
接下来第三段说到为了成功，康然愿意做任何事。Conran is willing to do whatever it takes to succeed. 我们来看一下这个字 whatever. 它的意思是任何怎么样的事物，就等于 anything that. 举个例子 whatever John said is not important now. 约翰说过的任何事情现在都不重要了。这里的 whatever John said 就等于 anything that John said. 同样的句型你也可以换成Anyone who, 就是 whoever. Anything that, 就是 whichever. 例如 I try to be nice to whomever I run into on a daily basis. 我试着对任何我每天会遇到的人友善。再来我们来看这个句子的后半部分。他说 Be it scientific methods designed to achieve the upper hand, or clever trickery and illusion.不管是设计来取得优势的科学方法，或是聪明的诡计和错觉，我们要特别注意一下这里为什么要用 be it。这句原本的句型是 whether it is scientific methods 点点点 or clever trickery 点点点，表示无论是科学方法或是聪明诡计，也就是 whether A or B 的句型。那如果你要把这个句型变成倒装句的话，可以省略 whether。然后把原型的 be 动词移到最前面，再接主词 it， 就变成课文的这个句子了。再举一个例子来看看 ：Tom snacks a lot, be it at work or at home。汤姆吃很多点心，无论是在上班还是在家的时候。换成原本的句型就是 ：Tom snacks a lot, whether it is at work or at home。接下来看到课文倒数第二句的地方。因为康然知道他无法在这些熟练专家所熟悉的环境中打败他们，所以他自己设定这些挑战的规则。我们来看一下 The settings they are used to。 片语 be used to something 的意思就是习惯某事。有时候会听到人家说 I'm used to it， 意思就是说我习惯了。例如 My roommates are very noisy but I'm used to it。我的室友很吵，但是我习惯了。Be used to 后面必须要接名词，所以如果你要说你习惯的事情是一个动作的话，就要把动词改成动名词。例如 ，Lisa is used to eating out。丽莎已经习惯在外面吃饭了。要注意，不要把 be used to 跟另外一个片语 used to 搞混了哦。Used to 后面接原形动词。意思是以前常常怎么样，所以如果你把刚刚的例子改成 Lisa used to eat out， 意思就变成了丽莎以前常常在外面吃。两个片语不仅意思不同，用法也不一样，要特别注意哦。最后文章说到 Conrad's competitors readily accept his terms， 康然的对手们欣然地接受了他的条件。 term 有很多意思，在这里指的是合约或协议里的一项条件，其他常见的意思还有专有名词、术语。例如 Neurobics is a term used to describe a kind of brain exercise。 健脑操这个术语描述的是一种脑部运动。 Term 也可以用来指一段特定的时间，通常是政府官员的任职时间。例如 A president in the U.S.cannot serve more than two terms in a row. 美国总统不能连续当两任。Term 也有学习的意思，例如我们说的期中考，英文就是 midterm exam. Term 也可以当作动词，意思就是把什么称为什么。例如 ,people with disabilities are termed physically challenged. 有残疾的人被称为身障人士。今天的课程讲解就到这里，我们下次再见咯。
Well, that's it for today, but please tune in tomorrow because we're going to continue talking about man versus experts in our next program. We'll see you then. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.